You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I'm your host, Peter Pastore, and sorry about the little technical issue we're having here, but this whole show is about music, and all of a sudden, my computer is not listening to me. So now I have to figure out what's going on live over the air. Isn't that something? You're listening to Listening Lyrics. I'm your host, Peter Pastore, right here on KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. We have a special guest today, and I hope he's an Apple expert.
An Apple expert,
yes.
I wouldn't call myself an expert, Peter, but I will try to help.
I've got a MacBook Air here, and I'm just going to turn it off and shut it back on. And Spotify, that is, and see what's going on. Okay, Bapu, while that's going on, your last name, V-A-I-T-L-E, if there was a P in front of it, I would say pain. It's like a pain. Is it Vaitla?
Vaitla. Yeah, the E is an A, actually, V-A-I-T-L-E.
Vaitla, okay.
Vaitla, yeah.
He's visiting us today because he has selected an awesome group of music for us to listen to, and that's what we're going to do today. And so I invited him here, but he also happens to be running for the city council right here in Davis. And if you live in Davis and you happen to be living in the Area 1, what we call Precinct 1, I guess is a good word.
District
for it.
1.
District 1, yeah. Yep. That would be West Davis, and he's asking for your vote. He believes that Davis can be a model for both social equity and climate action. He's focused on expanding access to affordable housing, reducing carbon emissions, building climate resilience, and identifying ways for all Davis residents to participate in finding solutions for our city. He's going to bring his knowledge and his heart to help lead Davis to a brighter future. And hopefully his songs will reflect some of that. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Peter, for the invitation. It's great to be here.
All righty. So what we're going to do now is we're going to switch to my phone and we'll see if that'll work.
Sounds good.
Okay. First of all, tell us why you're involved in getting on a city council, because you're not a politician. You're more of a someone who wants to fix something that needs fixing. And why are you doing
this? Yes. Thank you, Peter. I am running because it feels like we're living in a time of crisis, time where housing is unaffordable for our kids who grew up here and can't afford to move back here, for students, for low-income families, for those living on the streets. It also feels like a time of crisis when we consider the climate. We know that climate change is accelerating. We feel its impacts every fire season. We see its impacts all over the world. But in addition to being a time of crisis, it's also a time of opportunity where it feels like the social equity conversation has been elevated in the United States and in California. And housing, to me, is the defining social justice issue of our time, certainly here in our home state of California. I also think that young people around the world are leading us in figuring out how to address climate change urgently. So it feels like Davis has all the tools we need to be innovators in both housing and climate action, but we do need leadership and strategic vision, and that's why I'm running.
Perfect. All righty. Well, let's just start off with a song you've selected. And it's called Wake Up, Everybody, and that's by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Tell us why that song struck a chord with you.
Yeah, you know, the first time I heard this song, it encapsulated to me all the hope that I feel, even when we look at the world with clear eyes and see catastrophe and suffering, there's still germs of hope everywhere. And this, the melody, the words, it's actually sung by Teddy Pendergrass.
Right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mention that.
Yeah, which is just a beautiful voice. Came out in 1975. And it hits me deep in my heart.
Well, let's take a listen to it. You're listening to Listening Lyrics, so I want you to listen to these lyrics. Here we go. Okay, folks, we're going to have Bapu talk some more while I work this out.
Sure, no problem.
This is not good. And I'll tell you what the problem is with my phone.
Yeah.
I usually wear hearing aids, so this thing is set at a certain volume that it can't go over so it doesn't damage my ears. It needs to be a lot higher to get on the radio, so I'm stuck. So I gotta work on my laptop again.
Sure, let me know if you need any help, Peter.
I will let you know. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, one of the other reasons that I'm running, I mentioned affordable housing and climate action as priorities. The third priority that's on my website is community cooperation, and the reason I put it on an equal level with affordable housing and climate action, which all of us can recognize as priorities, is because I feel that to achieve environmental justice, achieve social justice, we need cooperation. We need people working together for mutual benefit. We're living in a country right now that's increasingly divisive. We can feel it even in our local politics. And when I say community cooperation, what I really mean is creating avenues for people to participate in civic action. That means creating ways for folks to apply and be on city commissions, which are the advisory bodies to our city council on issues like housing and climate, as well as a wide range of other issues. It also means working closer with the university. We know that we have one of the world's finest research universities right here. And many of the folks who work at that university and study at that university are incredibly passionate about the most important policy issues in our city. So to create a durable, long-lasting relationship is also a goal. But it looks like, Peter, you got the problem solved?
I hope so. Let's give it a go here. There we go. Much better.
Right.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. It's time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. Won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is
put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Change it, yeah.
Change it.
Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, y'all.
Y'all.
Can't do it alone. Can't do it alone. Yeah. Yeah.
Wake up, everybody.
No more sleeping in bed.
No more sleeping. Those days are over. You get frustrated. So I heard some statistics. In Yolo County, we are approximately, I think, 40% turnout for voting in Yolo County, roughly. And that's for registered voters. So how many people aren't even registered? I don't know if that's another 50%. But it's such a – maybe 20% of the population, in this case, dictates how we do things.
Yeah.
Is that frustrating for
someone
like you?
It feels more like a call to action that if city government, in this case, is not doing enough outreach to ensure that people feel like their voice matters enough to vote, then, we're doing something wrong. And I think in this town in particular, students often feel this place to be not home, but rather a transient location.
Right.
And so we have to do a much, much better job of outreach to folks saying that issues like housing really matter while you're here in Davis.
Right.
And to reach out to low-income folks, other folks that we know statistically have are less prone to vote.
Right.
So, and that means going to people where they are, reaching out through churches, through community networks, and making sure that they know that their civic voice matters.
So I told you earlier while we were off the air, I belong to this Coffee Clutch, which is a coffee group with seven guys. One of them is Swiss. And he was telling us, in Switzerland, everybody votes. Mm-hmm. Everybody votes because all major policies are decided by referendum.
Yeah.
Okay, so even the referendum in the 70s to have women vote was decided by the population.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we thought, wow. And then, of course, we have Rabbi Google with us, and we start checking.
Yeah.
Their voter turnout is 32%.
Yeah, it's one of the lowest in Europe.
We're going, that's completely being involved when you can decide on issues like women voting or, there was a case where they were voting on whether or not the horns of cows should be cut because it causes damage, something like that.
Yeah, voter turnout to me is a metric of faith in government. And I think to this, quote by Abraham Lincoln in the Gettysburg Address in 1863, he said, "We here firmly resolve that a government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth." And so when you think about that phrase, by the people simply means free and fair elections. For the people simply means a government that is actually serving its constituency.
Right.
But of the people is the most difficult to achieve, the most mysterious phrase there, because it truly means that people see government as an extension of their own self, as their own body. And we don't. And when we choose not to vote, often that's a signal that government feels like a remote institution, not an expression of our values.
And I will say something. I listened to you and your, what's the word for it, competitors in this case, talk. These people are, your competitors are also very dedicated. They give a lot of their time. And I was just, I hadn't done that for city council for a long time, listening to people in the last 10 years. I did a little earlier, but I was just surprised how many people are still that dedicated to making this place a better place, whatever you believe, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And, I was speaking earlier about community cooperation and bringing people into government in some sense. So
right.
It could be encouraging them to run for elected office or serve on city commissions. But I think people would participate voting primarily, but beyond voting, if they felt like their actions were impactful.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's part of my job, is to help people feel more connected to each other and to their government, which should be an expression of their values.
Perfect. Alrighty. Next song. Then Billy Fole, Bob Marley. Give me a little backstory on this one.
Yeah, absolutely. This comes from 1975 off the Nazi Dread album. It was his first album as an artist without his Wailer bandmates, Peter Tosh and Bunny Livingston, so kind of set out on his own. And this song, for me, typifies Marley's unique ability to combine rebellious spirit and joy in the same song. You know, the title suggests the message is really about the rich, they have everything while we go hungry. And yet you'll hear these bridge parts where he says, you know, we're going to dance to music. We're going to forget your troubles, forget your sorrows, and dance for just a second. And that joy and rebellion reinforce each other.
Wow. Thank you for that introduction. Perfect. Folks, you're back with us here. We're talking with a potential city councilman right here in Davis, Bapu, and he is listening to some of his songs that has encouraged him and also motivated him to do certain things. But before I go on, I'm going to tell you a little bit about KDRT 95.7 right here in Davis. You know, we have a lot of shows on this little radio. I like to call it the biggest little radio station on this side of the causeway. How's that?
That's perfect.
Yeah. And we have about 32 volunteers, just like myself, that have shows of all genre. And on Sundays, and again repeated on Tuesdays, is Praise Time with Preacher. The world gospel is derived from an old Anglo-Saxon word meaning good message or good news. Host Preacher believes gospel music is powerful whether the listener is or is not Christian, that everyone can enjoy listening to gospel because it is uplifting and inspiring. Sung with passion and belief from the artist, touching all who hear it in a good and heartful way. The aim of the show is to help listeners find what Preacher believes lives in everyone, a good spirit that drives us to the best we can. And Preacher always tells me, that's my name, but not a title.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So there we go.
We heard some gospel or gospel-inflected R&B in Wake Up Everybody.
Oh, yes. Okay, we're going to go on now with one more song, Blind Willie McTell, Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, this, I would argue, is Dylan's finest song, which I know would be a controversial statement, but one of the finest songs, folk songs, I think, ever written. And it, strangely enough, never made it onto an album. It was an outtake from an album called Infidels that he made back in the 80s. And I don't know why it didn't make it onto an album. I think Dylan regarded it as an unfinished work of art. But it really is, in 5 minutes, 52 seconds, a encapsulation of America's pain to me. Chain gangs and slave ships and folks gone west, fleeing the Dust Bowl and oil strikes, encampments. And also there's doses of hope interspersed throughout the song that for me just capture all of the American spirit, all of its good, all of its evil.
Well, that's quite an introduction, but I will have to tell our listeners, since they can't see this, each song Babu has introduced so far, nothing is scripted. I mean, this is just coming straight from him. And I'm stunned that he would know that that song is 5 minutes and 52 seconds, because now I had to check it, and by George, it is.
Seen the arrow on the doorpost, saying this land is condemned, all the way from New Orleans to Jerusalem. I traveled through East Texas, where many martyrs fell. And I know no one can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. Well, I heard that hoot owl singing as they were taking down the tents. The stars above barren trees was his only audience. Then charcoal gypsy maidens can strut their feathers well, but nobody can sing the blues like Blind Willie. See them big plantations burning. Yeah.
hear the cracking of the whips, smell that sweet magnolia blooming, see the ghost of slavery's ship. I can hear them tribes mourning, hear that undertaker's bell. There's a woman by the river with some fine young handsome man. He's dressed up like a squire, bootleg whiskey in his hand. There's a chain gang on the highway. God is in his heaven, and we all want what's his. But power and greed and corruptible sin seem to be all that there is. I'm gazing out the window.
Blind Willie, Bob Dylan. He's still going at it, and he did a wonderful job with that. You say that's one of your favorites. One of my favorites is his song about the sinking of the Titanic.
15-minute opus.
Yeah. You've heard it?
Yeah, I've heard it. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. Okay, so you're into music. What's the first concert you've ever seen?
You know, the first concert I ever saw was also the best concert I ever saw, and it was when I was 15 years old, 1992, and it was Cypress Hill, the Beastie Boys, and Rage Against the Machine.
Oh my!
At Cal State Dominguez, and it was a benefit concert for a Native American political prisoner named Leonard Peltier, in prison here in the United States, and it was my first political awakening. It was the first time that I felt that there was something else to life than being a disaffected teenager worth thinking about. So, you know, I was very unhappy. It was sort of lower income, living in a rather rich part of Los Angeles, feeling like an outsider. And here were these musicians who were singing about freedom and justice or injustice and it moved me. I came home and felt like I was looking at a new world.
Nice. Yeah. Nice that performers can do that.
Yeah.
Mine was Phil Oakes.
Okay.
You remember him?
Yeah, I do.
Small Circle of Friends, all of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
At Ohio University in Athens, Ohio. I started listening to his music, and then I found some other guys in this case that liked this music. And before you know it, I was a member of the SDS.
Okay.
Protesting.
Oh, finding out some details here, Peter.
And all that right. led to all sorts of strange things, because it was during the era of Nixon.
Uh-huh.
And they tried to deport me.
Oh, so, wow. Yeah. Well, you know, you're going to cut yourself off there and not give us any details?
All right. No, this isn't about me.
Okay.
We're going to have a little announcement here.
Sure. Just a quick announcement about Pine Tree Gardens here in Davis. Pine Tree Gardens provides residential and day rehabilitation services to Yolo County adults suffering from serious mental illness. A member of the Turning Point Community Programs Group, Pine Tree Gardens works to help clients function successfully in the community with a focus on recovery, independence, empowerment, and self-sufficiency. Services include treatment planning, education and skills development, counseling, crisis intervention, peer support, and living assistance. For more information, contact Pine Tree Gardens at 530-758-4078 or via tpcp.org.
Well said, and a good organization. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. We're well into our second half already. Isn't that hard to believe?
Time flies.
Yep. Listening Lyrics is the show. I'm your host, Peter Pasteur, and I'm sitting here with Bapu Vaitla.
Although, you know, you can really say Vaitla. It any way you want, because my mom switches between Vaitla and Vaitla after so many years living in different countries.
Thank you for that.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Thanks for making it easy on
and,
everyone else.
Bapu is running for the Davis City Council, spreading his message of hope and trying to encompass the value of a town and of a city. Because I was looking up songs before you sent me your list. There are so many songs about your hometown and your city and what it means to you. And I started thinking about Davis. I was talking to a lady just last week, and her mother grew up here. She was the first female professor at UC Davis in the 20s, right?
Wow.
When UC Davis had 400 students. Today, what, 35,000?
Yeah.
How can a city... I mean, there's probably, I would guess, 90%, 95% of the people that live here were not born here.
Yeah.
Right? And probably 70% were not even born in the state.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet it's our job to make this a community.
A home.
Right? A home, yes. A house is not a home. I mean, that's the saying, right?
Yeah.
You
can
build a house, but it's not a home.
Right. People are home.
People are
home.
The
land, yeah.
And somehow we all need to be involved in that, whatever you do.
Absolutely. Well said.
So, well, I'm not running, but...
Maybe you should be. Maybe you should.
No. But anyways, where was I going with this? Oh, we're going to Gillian Welsh, because I saw him in our house here in Davis, California. I saw her sing years ago at the Old Palms. You selected a song from her Revival album, which really is one of her first albums.
I think it might be her first. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe I even heard her sing the song. I don't recall, but it's called One More Dollar. Why One More Dollar?
Yeah, it's a song for me about honest work and trying to be your best self, even in very difficult circumstances. And maybe the note of desperation that creeps into her voice when she's talking about her hopes for a better life, which is in some sense where we're all at.
Right.
You know, searching to be our best self and find a meaningful way to spend our days.
Let's take a listen.
said we'd soon be together for the next good crop. Pay my way and I come home forever. One more time to show for my.
Welsh, what a voice, what a songwriter.
Going home.
Yeah.
Always going home.
Okay, you're going to back away a little bit. There you go. There you go. Okay. We're back. We're back again. We're talking, we're getting into deep subjects here. I should just keep the mic open during songs.
I don't know, Peter. We're talking about some controversial topics here between songs.
Yeah. But anyways, Can I just wing a question with
sure,
you?
Sure, yeah. Please.
Right? How am I going to phrase this? If you were the mayor of this city and you had absolute power,
oof,
what would you do? What rules would you change? What would you do? Considering you have limitations of funds and all of this,
yeah.
You know, not just pie in the sky kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm going to slightly rephrase the question.
Oh, just well, because, this is different. If you do, I'll answer it.
I would say, I would say that I would not seek absolute power, nor would I accept it. But if there was a community, what I would love to have a community consensus around is, number one, developing a vision to be carbon neutral in our city by 2030, thinking about how we might change our lifestyles to be less dependent on fossil fuel vehicles, to be less dependent on electricity that doesn't come from solar and wind. And that implies a lot of sacrifice on our part, a lot of thinking about what have we seen in other places that resonate with us, that make us feel proud of our home. It can be painful, those transitions, but that's what I would hope for. And I would also hope that each of us feel that our well-being is inseparable from the well-being of all other people living in this town, and to act in every moment as if we really, really believe that, which means creating space for housing equity in our community. So what I would wish more than anything is for our culture to, at its core, at its heart, have interdependence always beating within us, that realization, that perception of interdependence.
Well, that's well said. Do you have a song for that?
Ooh, a song about interdependence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, you have two songs in here that are in Spanish. Do you speak Spanish?
I do speak Spanish. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How about we play A Change Is Gonna Come?
Oh, okay.
Because I feel
okay.
Like that's
okay.
About the future. That's about the
yep.
past.
A Change Is Gonna Come. Of course, we all know who wrote and performed that and made it famous. So and we've heard that many, many a time,
yeah.
Sam Cooke's version.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick a Lost Coast with Gary Clark Jr., who's
great.
One of my favorites. So A Change Is Going to Come.
I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Folks, that was A Change Is Going to Come. not by Sam Cooke. This time around, it was by Lost Coast and Gary Clark Jr.
That's a great version. I have not actually heard that version, Peter. Thank you for
bringing that to me. You know, if you look that song up, I think you could probably play it for a week and a half and a different person singing it 24 hours
right.
a day.
That's right. You know what I've read, actually, that Sam Cooke was responding to Blowin' in the Wind, Dylan's Blowin' in the Wind.
Yes.
And when he wrote that song, saying, if this dude can do this,
right.
I can do this.
If a white, I think how it was worded in the movie, if a white Jewish guy can sing like that, I certainly should be able to. Something like that.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Did you see the movie?
I haven't seen the movie yet, actually. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I think Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, was with him when he said that.
Yeah, and he was Cassius Clay back then, I think, or had he converted to...
Well, I don't know, whatever, Okay, let's see. You picked two songs. One is by a fairly well-known band, the Omazatli Band, right?
Yeah.
And it's all in Spanish. You speak Spanish.
I do.
Why would you pick that song?
Also, Omazatli, to me, symbolizes kind of the best of what really America could be. If this is sort of the flip side to Dylan's Blind Willie McTell, which was about America's darkness. And to me, Omazatli is this band from Los Angeles that's combined the best elements of cumbia, of rumba, of hip-hop, of R&B,
right.
and the jazz in there. They are, to me, America at its most eclectic, most joyous. This particular song is a little mysterious because it talks about where have all the saints, the senderos, the mystic makers, where have they gone? I'm going to go follow them. I'm going to find out what they're up to and bring some of that spirit back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to play it and listen to it.
Yeah.
I won't be able to understand it, but I'd listened to the song earlier, and like everything else they do, it's good.
It bumps. Yeah,
exactly.
Find the truth. Buscar la verdad.
Con ellos hasta la madrugada, me voy a juntar con ellos.
That was something else, wasn't it?
Oh, so motley.
Something else. Wow.
Presente.
Okay. All right. The next song is going to be Humanity, and that might be our going out song. Tell me a little bit about this one.
Well, you asked me, Peter, to pick one song that would typify interdependence, that would represent interdependence. And this might be the one for me. It's an old reggae song made in the 60s, recorded in the 60s by Prince Buster, but it was reworked, I think it was in maybe 2008, about 15 years ago, by John Legend and the Hip Hop and the Roots. The full title is Humanity Love the Way It Should Be. And to me, again, it's this clarion call to recognize that the boundaries of the self don't stop at the edge of the skin. They extend into other people. We are other people. Other people are us. That's what it's about, humanity.
All righty. So we're going to probably go out with this. So before I do, if we do, I want to thank you for joining me. You're welcome. I'm going to ask you back, like I said, win or lose, because you're a breath of fresh air in this studio.
Thank you, Peter. No, okay. It's been a blast.
We might even turn the tables on you. I might have you guest for me.
Great.
Okay,
that
and I'll sit there and answer a question or two, but you do
like
your
it.
Thing.
Well, just as long as you promise to get into why you almost got deported from the country.
Yeah,
no
that my wife, by then I was married by the time they caught up with me, and my wife was pregnant, and my new father-in-law was just like besides himself, and he had some money to hire a good lawyer firm to get me out of it, but there's a long story there.
Wait for another show.
All righty, so you picked Humanity by John Legend and The Roots. The Roots are on TV most nights, right?
They are.
Yeah.
They are, yeah.
So let's take a listen to it. Thank you so much for coming, and good luck to you.
Thank you for the invitation. I really appreciate it, Peter.
You're welcome.
Love the way it should be.
To the love that they all talking about, it's nothing but useless words coming from out of their mouth. Talking about love the way it should be, we've got to open our eyes and we will see about love the way it should be. We've got to make up our minds and we'll advance humanity. Should be.